Am I good? Okay, let's start over. Good morning. Well, again, I thank Pastor Paul for inviting me here to speak to you this morning, and I just want to spend this time, a few moments, just to thank our Renewal Church for their support and their prayers and their love towards Redeeming Grace. Truly, you guys are very precious to us, and it's just a joy to be here with you. And just to let you know, Redeeming Grace, we've been meeting over 2 years now. We've been functioning a little over 2 years now, and the Lord is starting to do some really amazing things in our church. In particular, one of the things is our Bible studies have suddenly become national in some ways. We've had people all over the country now coming into the Women's Fellowship, which we have once a month, the first Saturday of the month, and our weekly discipleship class. So, you know, that's one of the many exciting things that's happening there at Redeeming Grace. And so I want to thank you for your prayers and love towards us. Truly, God has done some amazing things with us by using you as a means. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to get into God's Word today. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Matthew chapter 1. And I want to look at verses 1 through 16. Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. And when you get there, I just want to sit back and look at your faces. Because usually I get like, you know, like, really? But I promise I'll be faithful to it. So Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. This is God's holy word. The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob was the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez was the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab. Boaz was the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David, the king. David was the father of Solomon by Bathsheba, who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asa. Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah was the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh the father of Ammon, and Ammon the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abihud, Abihud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor. Azor was the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Achim, and Achim the father of Eliud. Eliud was the father of Eleazar, Eleazar the father of Mathan, and Mathan was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. Please join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for this wonderful time where you have drawn your people together to worship and to glorify you. And Lord, we thank you for just this time where, again, you brought us out through the ups and downs of a busy week just to spend this time again to just give you glory. And Lord, we pray that as we continue in this worship service and as this word is delivered, that you will get just that, Lord, that you will be honored, you will be magnified through it all. And Father, we pray that as the words go forth, that you will give me the boldness to proclaim the words that I ought to say, hold back anything I ought not to say, but ultimately, Lord, help us to love Jesus more when we leave here today than when we did when we came in. And we pray that you will do these things and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now I can imagine as we were reading that text that some of you might have been perplexed, even intrigued over what, over what you were going to hear in these upcoming moments. Because let's face it, when it comes to a passage like this, The tendency for most Christians is to view it as we would the ends of a loaf of bread. In other words, even though the ends are a part of the loaf and therefore edible, they're not the part of the bread that really whets the appetite, you know? And likewise, when it comes to the Holy Scriptures, we acknowledge that the genealogy of Christ is indeed Scripture. However, when it boils down to it, it doesn't seem to whet the spiritual appetite of most believers, such as narratives like the woman with the issue of blood or the three Hebrew boys or Psalm 23 would do. However, in saying this, we need to understand that even in a text like this, the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 still rings true. All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and for training in righteousness. In short, beloved, there are no irrelevant or minor portions of God's Word. So therefore, even the genealogy of Christ has value and is given by God to reveal, to encourage, and to lift us up in the salvation that He has given us. So this morning, that's going to be our mission, to see how the genealogy of Christ serves as a revelation as well as an encouragement and uplifts us in the salvation that we have in Christ. Now, to start this journey, we first need to understand the purpose of why this genealogy is here in the Scriptures. In short, why does Matthew, through the inspiration of the Spirit, why does he find it necessary to spend time recording this information? Well, one of the important reasons that this genealogy is here is that in Matthew's gospel, he's trying to communicate that Jesus is the promised eternal king. You see, during biblical days, in order for one to rightly claim the title of